Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with Mark Grant. Always good to see you at the ballpark. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing well. You know what? I was just talking to my partner, Don Orsillo, and coming to a venue like AT&T Park here in San Francisco, I know players love it, fans love it, but for announcers as well, it's a place where you get excited to do a game because of the electricity, the venue, the view we have from the press box, and even though the Giants are struggling, you know, it's still, there's an energy about this ballpark which is fun to come to.
Boy, some interesting things going on shortly in baseball. One, the draft is coming up. And, of course, when I think of the draft and I see you, I always think of you. And I'll put it in this context. There's a 21-year-old playing in the big leagues now. There's one for the Dodgers and one for the Giants. He'll be 22 in May. That's Christian Arroyo. Yeah. Where were you at 21? And now you were drafted out of high school very high. So take us through that scenario because I think fans would like to refresh their memory on it.
Oh, well, thanks, Marty. I was drafted out of high school in 1981 from Joliet Catholic High School in Joliet, Illinois, and by the Giants, and went to the lowest classification, Great Falls, and then made my way through Clinton, Iowa, Shreveport, and Phoenix. In 1984, I was called up as a 20-year-old and made my major league debut in 1984, and Kuiper and Kruko were my teammates, and time flies, and whenever I see young kids, it kind of takes me back, 20, 21-year-old making their debuts. It really takes me back to, it's kind of a good feeling, too, because those were good times, you know? Yeah. Maybe not the results I had hoped for, but still, a great opportunity, and always love to see the young talent in the Major League Baseball.
Well, you look a little like Christian Arroyo. He's got more hair.
Well, I've given up on the hair thing. I don't see a barber anymore. I am my own personal barber, so it's, you know, the waistline has gotten a little bigger, less hair, but still enjoying coming to the ballpark.
All right, Mark Grant with us. I guess what I'm thinking about with Arroyo, and I watch him, and he's so much under control. He's such a mature young man. You were in the same situation. Were you that mature in handling life?
You know what, Marty? I don't think I was, and I'd be honest to say to you that I maybe needed a little bit more seasoning in the minor leagues. From a personal standpoint, as far as being a kid, I mean, I was a kid, 20 years old. There's a lot of responsibility to be a big leaguer. And I was fortunate enough to have teammates like Mike Kruko and Bob Brindley and Dwayne Kuiper to kind of show me the way. You know, they gave me a hard time. They didn't let me get away with anything. But, you know, you grow as an individual that way in the clubhouse, on the field, and in life in general. But to answer your question, I think on the field, maybe I was rushed a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe as far as in life, hey, I think I learned on the fly quickly. And as my mom would say, you know, Mark, I think you turned out all right.
Absolutely. Mark, of course, one of the voices of the Padres does a nice job with Don Orsillo on their TV network. The other thing we have coming up is the Junior Giants Glove Drive, which is a big deal here in Northern California. They provide gloves for up to 25,000 people who don't have gloves, kids. So I always like to ask a ball player, your first glove, do you still have it?
You know what, Marty, I regretfully say I don't have it. And I remember my dad giving, and I don't know if it was one of those like plastic ones or leather or genuine leather gloves, but that's a special moment.
Yeah.
And I remember, the one time I do remember is when I was in high school, my dad purchased a Wilson A2000. And if you had one of those back in the day, you were the guy. You were the man. And, you know, my dad didn't make a lot of money. And I still remember, I can picture the price tag in my mind. I think it was like $68.
Oh, wow.
And this was like in 1979, 1980. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money to my dad. And I remember he said I could get it for Christmas. And he stuck it in his closet until I could unwrap it Christmas morning, right? And I was just the happiest kid. So I think it's a great thing because I think your first glove, no matter what kind of glove it is, it's ingrained in your mind from that day forward that, hey, you know what, it was a special moment for kids. And I think it's a great thing that the Giants are doing.
Yeah, it connects you to the game.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And you know what, there's nothing better than when I go to the ballpark, and you know, you would probably attest as well, when you see a kid in the crowd with a glove, that's great. And you're hoping that a ball finds that glove, and they go home with a souvenir. I think it's great.
All right, Mark with us. Mark Grant, of course, a former Giant, doing a great job now. Baseball, it's evolving, and you and I haven't talked for a while. We've done the fantasy camp together years ago, but it's evolving. We saw more sort of payback, retribution things that now are a big deal. If you do it, my God, you know, it's not okay.
Right.
But when your day was, and you talked to George Contos and people, it was okay, and that you policed the game yourself. The pitchers know how to police the game?
I think so. I think it's one of those situations where, you know, you let the situation dictate what should happen. I'm a firm believer of sticking up for your teammates, doing what's right. You know, back in the day, I remember, you know, I didn't play back in the, you know, 50s and 60s, but there were times when, you know, when something happened to your team, the other team did something, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just went on about your business.
Yeah.
And I think nowadays, you know, with the rules and, you know, ejection rules and guys kind of, if they want to do something, you know, they kind of let it get out of hand a little bit. And but no, I think that comes with maturity as a big leader to police yourselves and you know, be a good teammate and do what you can to protect your teammates.
Ever throw at anybody to protect a teammate?
No, Marty, I never.
There's no statute of limitations here.
No, they always got away from me. They just got away from me a little bit. I threw inside to some guys, but maybe hitting a guy on purpose. You know, maybe did it maybe once or twice, but. Like you said, I hope the statute of limitations is over with so nobody can come trying to hunt me down.
No, the only one would be, Giamatti's gone. I mean, I think who the commissioner would be
right.
In your day. Another thing we've done, and again, keep in mind with the junior Giants, what kind of a kid were you, like 8 to 10 years old? Were you a little leaguer? Did you have a uniform and all that? What position did you play? Because we have so many kids that age who listen.
Great part of my childhood, Marty. I loved baseball. My dad got me a subscription to Baseball Digest. I remember keeping them in chronological order on a shelf in my closet or in my bedroom. I had a baseball uniform from Little League. That was it. I didn't, you know, nowadays, guys, men, women, children are walking around in jerseys that you could buy at a store. You know, we didn't have that. They didn't even have big league hats like the players wore. It wasn't a big thing. But for me, it was, you know, I think back of playing Little League and love going to practice, love going to the baseball field, love playing the games, and a golden era for me. I think from the time I remember 7 years old or so to like 18 years old, those are the best years of baseball. And I think if you ask any baseball fan, which they think is the golden era of their time, of their life, it's probably when they were from 7 years old to 17 or 18 years old. So for me, it was the early 70s through the mid-80s, you know, or late 60s to early 80s. So, but no, great memories. My dad was always involved with Little League. My mom was a huge supporter of it. And it's just every time I think of those days, it brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, very good. What position did you play?
You know, Marty, I was a pitcher. I loved to pitch, but I always play. When I didn't pitch, I played shortstop. And, you know, I kind of played all around a little bit. A little first base later on, maybe some in the outfield. But majority of the time, if I wasn't on the mound, I was playing shortstop.
Could you hit?
You know what? Back in the day, I could hit. I was a pretty good hitter. And then in high school, my coach DH'd for me because he didn't want me to get hurt. You know, he kind of knew that I had some talent and wanted me to strictly focus. But as I look back, I wish I would have played another position and hit because I really enjoyed doing it.
Well, great to see you as always. Good smile on your face. You're a credit to the game, Mark. Thank you.
Marty, thank you so much. And thanks for all you do. You're an icon here in the Bay Area, and I value our friendship, and thank you so much for having me. All right, Marty.
Very much so. That's Mark Grant. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.